Tamara Sivright. So Stepping Stones was a program that we created for young mums to come back into training with a possible pathway to employment. And when we looked at it, and with also just this area, one, we wanted to find something that would engage them, that was relevant to them, and that it might also help them with, you know, their current life situation. So, and given that you hear about the lack of children's services trainers and carers in the region, as well as all changes around that industry, which is that industry has been in a minimum requirement of Certificate 3 children's services for their carers and workers, we wanted to do something that set the course up so it was achievable for the mums as well. These girls are young mums, so they've got the commitments of families. So, yeah, so that's why the program was stretched out over the year. So it was one-day classroom-based time. But a lot of it is about just bringing the mums together. A lot of the time that they can start to feel isolated. So there's a lot of social element to the group as well. It's about them connecting as a group and networking and finding strength and support in each other. They've just got so much to offer and bring. And a lot of the time when, you know, young women end up in the situation of having children at a young age, it's often difficult for them to re-enter into training or into the workforce than it is for girls in their same age that don't have the commitments that they have now with a young family. So it's about providing them with an opportunity that also complemented their lifestyle.
How many young women do you have in the program and where are they from?
So we have 15 mums in the program, and they're mainly from the Lismore area but also from Ballina, Casino. The ages range from 18 to 24. We have mums to be in the group as well, so they're all amazing and they're all fantastic, and yeah.
There's probably still some stereotypes in society about young mothers perhaps not being as capable as older mothers. Do you think these women put those stereotypes to bed?
Oh, above and beyond. And that was a bit of what we wanted to do with the program is, you know, that these young mums have so much to offer. They're an amazing group of young women. Their journey's slightly, you know, being maybe delayed. But they do.
And I hear you were inspired to start this program because you were a young mother yourself, is that right?
Yes, I had my son when I was 18, so I fell pregnant in year 11 and sat my HSC when he was 2 months old. So I knew how tough it could be out there for young mums. And, you know, there is a massive element, obviously, to the training component of it, the Certificate 3 and Children's Services component, but a bigger part is to it as well, is just connecting them with girls in the, you know, women, I should say, in the same situation. So potentially, you know, their friends are out there, you know, forging their careers, they're partying, they're socialising, they're travelling. They're not able to do that. Yeah, and through their own choices and choices that they wouldn't change with these beautiful babies that they have.
How long ago were you 18?
My son will be 16 this year, so there you go.
Do you think much has changed in that time? I know it's a short time, but is it easier now for a young mother to do something like the HSC, or is it still sort of the same situation?
We have one of our young mums who's currently, she's in the very same situation as what I was, so she's undertaking her HSC. I think, yeah, there is, I had great support even 16 years ago to complete my HSC. Yeah, and that support is still there. Yeah, it seems to be still there. So I think it's maybe not so much more about the HSC, it's maybe the after effect about re-engaging these mums back into education and training and making opportunities available to them after they've had children as well.
So what would you say to someone who either planned or unplanned fell pregnant in that age gap, 24 and under, and was worried about their future? What message would you give to them?
You still have so much to offer. Just because you've decided, you know, when we decide to become, you know, mothers, yes, there are changes in our lives, but just to keep forging ahead with, you know, what you want, and not to give up as well, just to find support group to keep you sort of engaged and looking towards the future. Always look towards the future. You've got these beautiful babies that you now provide for, and yeah, and that's the best incentive probably that they'll ever have is their children.
Kim?
Moss?
And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
18.
How do you find being a mum at such a young age?
It's really, really good, yeah. It's fantastic.
And what's it like being in a course and socialising with other women in the same situation as yourself?
Good, very good. You can relate to a lot of things, so it's good to talk to everyone about everything that relates to babies pretty much and kids, so yeah.
Tegan Knight.
And how many kids do you have and how old are they?
I have one, he's 21 months, and I have another due in 2 weeks and 6 days.
And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 22.
And tell me how you came to end up joining this group and starting this course.
There was a post on Facebook, and so I just rang up and signed myself up.
And what would you say you're getting out of the course?
Hopefully the certificate at the end of it, and friendships.
Because your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.